The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're channeling Miss Manners and talking about proper etiquette. As parents, we're in charge of teaching our kids how to act, right?
Yes, we are. And sometimes we adults don't always act like we ought to. We'll be the first to admit it. So today we're talking about etiquette for parents, like in the car line at school, for example. I told my husband just the other day that I have to pray more in the car line than I do in almost any other situation.
Yes, parents can get pretty grouchy with all that waiting and moving forward one inch at a time. The golden rule is often tossed right out the minivan window.
It seems like every time I'm running late, there's a parent ahead of me who hasn't counseled their child on how to exit the car quickly. Just the other day, a dad got out of his car, went around, and kissed his daughter goodbye in car line, and meanwhile, the tardy bell was about to ring.
Yes, I think parents who don't follow the school's rules about pickup and drop-off are the most frustrating. They drop their kids off or pick them up in spots where they're not supposed to, and it's really not safe. And the honkers. Don't get me started on the honkers.
No, me either. In general, though, the truth of it is this. We all do stupid things in car line.
Yes.
We get distracted and forget to move up fast enough. We accidentally drive forward when we should have let the other car go first. So the main manners lesson is this. Be polite and patient. Tomorrow, it could be you who messes up in car line.
True, that's true. Do unto others, parents, and worketh hardeth not to commit these car line sins. Have a good Monday.